Hello everyone, and welcome back. My name is Tom Dawson. This is my third podcast on using Agile project management for vulnerability remediation. This is basically a continuing journey into Agile and the methodologies around Agile and adopting it to work within cybersecurity. A series of podcasts that I'm creating to one, fulfill my degree requirement, and also to kind of let my listeners know what things to expect if they were going to go through this process, or if they've been told at their place of employment they're going through this process, and what kind of things to watch out for, and what might be some concern that you can bring up early that might assist during the development process. And with that, I'll start with a recap of episode 2. And let's see. In episode 2, I talked about a little bit about how my team and group were going through the Agile introduction and being introduced to Agile for our particular piece of cybersecurity at the place that I work, and discussed how a little bit about how we were integrating Agile into cybersecurity, which from all the research that I've done and looked for and information I've tried to gather about it for this class and for my thesis for the class, and just for my own personal knowledge, because we're having such a difficult time wrapping our heads around this as a team and trying to figure out how something that was a project management philosophy that was basically designed to work for development and software creation, and how to integrate that into standard processes and procedures that you would typically associate with cybersecurity and IT security. And for the most part, it's been really difficult. Even during all the research that I found, there's not a lot of people getting it right now. There's not a lot of proof of concept out there. Everybody's pretty much in the same boat we are, which is good. It means we're not necessarily doing things wrong. It's just something that, like anything new, you gotta learn how to adapt it so it can be useful for your means. I also talked about a little bit about our Agile methodology and how we're applying it. And I kind of gave you a basic definition. It's kind of difficult to get too precise or too informative, because I do work in a sensitive area. So yeah, I got to kind of watch what I'm talking about on these podcasts. I also talked about my role and how I work in a overarching vulnerability management epic, and my part under that is with secure development, or with secure processes. Sorry about that. I talked about how I work on the secure configuration team. That's made up of a bunch of different talents and different people. My area on that team is all endpoints, laptops, cell phones, anything of that nature. We also have a person who's responsible for servers. We have a person who's responsible for Windows servers. We have a person who's responsible for non-Windows servers. We have a person who's responsible for all the virtual environments, VDI, VMware, infrastructure, and we have a person who is working on the network side. Let's see, I talked a little bit about how sprints play out on a weekly basis and how the workflow is associated with each individual and how they go about it. I discussed what backlog refinement is and how we have a product owner who drives all the creation of our work. And during backlog refinement, we look at all of the stories that he created for us, and we ask questions if we don't understand what the overall ask is. We get the product owner to define exactly what they're looking for, excuse me, and what their definition of done would be. And then I also discussed the overall makeup of our epic a little bit. So this week I'm going to go over our overall vulnerability management epic in a little bit more detail, and kind of try to explain everything that makes it up. I'm going to go over our scope, the major threats, drivers, and challenges that we have, how we attend to address those through a remediation strategy or possibly an architecture strategy. I'm going to discuss a little bit of the individual teams that are part of this epic of vulnerability management. And then I'll see where we're at as far as time goes. So let's dive right in. So like I mentioned before, our overall arching epic for this project and through Agile and Scrum, you can look, find your resources on the internet and find out that Scrum requires a overarching purpose for your project, and they call that an epic. And our epic is vulnerability management. And with that creation, our powers that be want to know how we're going to go about making the place where I work a more secure environment. You know, we have a lot of vulnerabilities and we need a better path to get from A to B, from not so secure to more secure than has been done previously in the past. And so that's why they decided, let's try Agile and see if we can make a go of it. So our overall epic is made up of three teams, patching, network security, and secure config. The team that I'm on is secure config. The scope for our overall vulnerability management epic is to work side by side with information security and IT security, kind of bridge the gap between the two and get each of them talking to each other. And our key role is to be responsible and continuously monitor the network and our infrastructure for vulnerabilities and coordinate and let people know what they are and get the right people to resolve them. Okay, so our major threats. Sorry about that. Thought I muted that. Anyway, our major threats, drivers, and challenges. We have a significant legacy infrastructure that we're dealing with and that we're trying to. And obviously a significant amount of vulnerabilities associated with that legacy infrastructure. And what we're trying to do is solve the vulnerabilities that we can and replace the legacy infrastructure as well to also mitigate the vulnerabilities. We don't necessarily have a ticketing system associated with vulnerabilities. That's more on the IT hardware software side, and for the overall bank, there isn't one specific to security. That's another challenge that we have. We have a patching deployment system that it works. We're working with Microsoft SCCM to patch our environment. However, we currently have two environments because we currently have Windows 7 in operations as well as Windows 10. Of course, we're trying to get off of Windows 7 and onto Windows 10, but with all the legacy infrastructure, that's become extremely difficult. We have a lot of activities and processes at the organization that have been severely impacted as far as remediation or replacement or just an overall support by the pandemic. It has really realigned how we address daily issues since we went to pretty much I want to say right now we're probably at about a 95 to 98% work from home throughout the United States, and that has come with a lot of challenges. We have a huge, as you can imagine, we have a huge workload, which is also a challenge. I mean, everybody before the pandemic caused us to go to a work at home a scenario, everybody was already overloaded, and now that we're all working from home, it's become increasingly difficult to try to have large projects take place and work with other people remotely and just do everything remote. It's been a really big challenge. And we have data gathering dashboards that show our overall vulnerability status. And we have a system on the information security side that integrates into the dashboard on the information technology security side that is supposed to show us a real-time, accurate count of all the vulnerabilities on the enterprise, what devices they're on, what vulnerabilities they are, who's got what kind of thing. And we're having a lot of problems getting accurate data, which on our side for our Epic has been a pretty much stopping point. It's been really difficult for us to be able to count on the dashboards and resolve stories that our product owner has assigned to us when we don't have accurate data to go out and hunt those vulnerabilities and find a way to mitigate them. And with that, we'll move on to remediation strategies. We continue to work with IT to identify targets of remediation or targets of opportunity to remediate vulnerabilities. We had a previous Epic to this one last year, about the time that I got hired last July. It started a little bit before last July, and that was our CyberClean Epic. That was kind of the organization's first step into Agile. So it was kind of a mess, but we learned a lot from that. We learned how to better communicate and identify exact requests and requirements, and how to work with other parts of the organization that were not Agile. That is a definite blocker when it comes to having a successful Epic, having successful sprints during that Epic, and not continually carrying over work from the previous 2-week sprint to the next 2-week sprint. That's typically not something that happens in a standard Agile Scrum in a development type environment. You very rarely see developers carrying over work from the previous 2 weeks that they committed to. We're finding that's one of our key teething areas with adapting Agile to cybersecurity, or vice versa. And we continue to work with our overall parent company with their Agile methodology process, and working with them on trying to align with them in a better manner. And with that, I'll move on to architecture, our architecture strategy. We're utilizing tools to leverage our IT asset management database and try to make that work better. As I discussed previously in our remediation strategy, we're having some problems with that that we're trying to get ironed out. We're trying to ensure that all assets on the enterprise are scanned on a weekly basis. And we're also trying to ensure that we have somewhat consistent standards across the board throughout the enterprise. We're really trying to bridge the gap between all of the silos that currently exist in the organization and break those barriers down through this agile process. Let me see. Give me just a second. And I guess I'll talk a little bit about what makes up the core driver or the core driving team, not necessarily the teams that are on the individual patching, network security, and secure config teams, but the leadership roles would be a good word for it. We have a chief product owner, which is that person's job is to take any concerns that our team, each individual team has up to senior management and try to find a way to resolve any of those concerns. We have a assigned IT architect who works with the chief product owner to kind of tag team on any of our C-level executives when we have problems that we need to solve, and they are also kind of responsible for making the rest of the organization's architecture kind of fall in line with the problems that we're trying to resolve. We have a reporting analyst whose basically job is to take notes from each of the teams and report those up to our parent company. And then, of course, I mentioned it, I think, in Sprint 1 or Sprint 2, in Podcast 1 or Podcast 2, that we have an overall project manager who is a Scrum Master. Their job is to schedule the weekly meetings, schedule the Sprint review meetings, and kind of be the figurehead for those. Schedule the product refinement or the backlog refinement, and also do the sprint review meetings. Their job is to make sure that our product owner and our product owner's requests align with each of the elements of the vulnerability management teams, and to also make sure that if anyone on any of the teams is being affected by anything outside of the Agile Scrum framework, that their job is to kind of play defense and stand between us and the interference, and make sure that if it's a valid interference, that it goes through the proper process to filter in to our overall arching epic. With that, I think I'll close for this podcast. I thank you for listening and look forward to trying to develop more information for the next podcast. Have a great day.